But I remember once a friend of mine was given a prophetic word, and he took his coat, he had a jacket on, a blazer on, with buttons, and he said, God says he wants us to strike. I can't, were you there? It was in Cirencester. This was Bryn. Yeah. He wants you to strike, not to give up, just to keep striking the ground. I can't remember what the essence of it was. But it was really very dramatic. I've never forgotten this coat, striking the ground. When he picked his coat up, he found the strike in the ground had caused all the buttons on the coat to come off. So his wife had quite a bit of sewing back on of these buttons afterwards. But some of those things, you know, when they're not just an object, but when it's acting out, really helps it to stick in our minds. And we see that through the Old Testament particularly, Ezekiel and so on. Ezekiel made a little model city, didn't he? Do you remember? He lay on one side for 6 months, and he lay on the other side for 6 months, acting out the word in a particular way. So when we think about, this is another aspect of dare. I mean, I felt we've got something from God. He said, well, how do you want me to deliver it? Is it just spoken out? Acted out? Somehow? Whatever. Our third one, 1 Corinthians 14:29 says, thinking particularly about prophecy, the others, the other people listening, probably, could be the other prophets, but the other people listening should weigh carefully what is said. So we hear something, we don't just take it in wholesale and say, all right, buy the whole lot. We're called to weigh it carefully. Now what do we weigh it against? What's our measure? So let's just, first of all, just look at these aspects of, you know, first of all, I can ask, come on, Reuben, listening, hearing God, how do we hear, first of all, when God's given us something? Do you want to come and...
Share your...
What should I share about what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So, at Crossfire, so you might know this, you probably don't. I got a prophetic word for which one? Baby in the wheelchair, maybe.
What is your choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're telling the story, mate.
for this lady in a wheelchair, it was just during worship, I was just singing, praying sort of thing in my head. Sort of asking for something for someone maybe, or just whatever we wanted, sort of thing. I don't know, it's just like, sometimes it'd be really hard to hear, but it's just like a little voice in your head saying something like, this time it was saying, I really felt that it was saying that she was beautiful, and like, she really needed to hear that, but like, then I'm like, that's a bit weird sort of thing, I don't really know her, I can't really say that to someone sort of thing. But you just got to make sure, it's really hard because you don't know whether, because then you're like, is it from God, is it just like, thing in my head sort of thing. But then I felt that God gave me a picture of a wheelchair, so then I was like, okay, I might as well sort of thing. So I just went up and I told the youth leader that was with her about it first, because I was a bit unsure, and she said, oh yeah, she's just become a Christian, that might be really helpful sort of thing. So I said this to this girl, and she started crying sort of thing. It was like she'd been bullied at school or whatever, because she was in a wheelchair and she didn't feel beautiful. So that really helped her in coming to faith.
So is this the risk element, isn't it? If something comes to mind, what are you going to do with it? Just bury it and pretend you haven't heard it? Or do you just look for this bit of translation? Is this really God that's speaking? So good move there. You've got something, but to bounce it off the youth leader was obviously a good way of checking it out. So sometimes when we're listening to God speaking to us, obviously God can speak through all sorts of ways. So visual, it might be an object, like we did in the last session, we get an object, God draws us attention to something on that, and so with these
the cup there. I mean, I think this is a wonderful example. Cup, pick it up, you think it's cold water, it's hot water, you can feel the heat radiating out of it, and the word comes that even though it's invisible, it doesn't mean it's not there. Even though God's invisible, he's still there. So it wasn't the cup or the water in it, it was the unseen that caught your attention, wouldn't it? So we've got a quick synopsis of it. So it might just be an object, it might be we get this picture in our mind, just a simple picture, or as we think about it, it might develop into a short little movie clip. I remember once having a picture of a girl on a swing in a garden, and I saw her, and this swing was swinging backwards and forwards, and I said to this lady, I said, I just get this picture of a little girl on a swing, does that mean anything to you? She said, oh yes, she said, that was the only time in my childhood that I can remember I was happy. And so it just began to unlock some of the hurt and the pain that she'd faced in her childhood. And that became a key that just unlocked the door there. So that's all I've got. Didn't know what it meant. If in doubt, give it out. Copyright. Right to copy. Or it might be a word. So we might get a word of scripture. Might be a word. It might be half a word. As a verse of scripture comes to mind. But something comes to mind that grabs our attention. I hadn't been thinking about Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3 and a half. But it comes to mind, it sticks there. What do you want me to do with this, Lord? I haven't even read that for months. Or ever. What do you want me to do with it? So then God perhaps begins to unfold it and add more to it. Or we just feel, I should just read it out and leave it at that. It might be a song. Doesn't have to be a Christian song. I met our eldest son when he was doing his PhD in Swansea. He was talking to the leader of the church. So he said, well, how are you getting on? So I said, well, when I came here, said, I bike back home to Medice. I said, I really feel quite sad. He said, but now when I bike back, I'm singing songs. And he said, are they Christian songs? Stupid question. He was singing, alright? Yeah. He was happy. Or they might be just words. Might be just a word. And so in fact, Zach, we gave him a torch as the object there, and he just had this sense of word brightness or brighter. And that was it. That was the word he got. This sense, God is much brighter. Josh had the luggage left.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then it might just be an impression. You can't actually sum it down to being a picture or a word. It's just got this impression. It might be the impression of a thought. It might just be a thought comes to life. It might be a sound. A friend of ours was trying to help a lady through a particular aspect in her Christian walk. And getting nervous, he said, well, look, why don't we just stop and just wait on God and see what God says? So he sat there. And so after a few minutes, he said, well, what did you feel you heard from God? Nothing at all. He said, well, what went through your mind? Nothing. He said, it's impossible for a living human being to think about nothing. Something is always going through our mind. No, nothing at all. Do you remember anything from the few minutes that we sat there quietly before God? Well, I remember an ambulance going by with its siren going. Yeah? Yeah, and the words came to me, I'm not here just for the emergencies. Which was the problem with our relationship with God. He was just the fourth emergency service. So God had spoken, but it was sound that stayed with her. And suddenly these words came to mind. So it's all these little things. God's always speaking. There's a psalm that talks about the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon, the voice of the Lord does this. It's all about God speaking all the time. But it's a bit like radio, is we just gotta tune in. We need to just adjust our tuning until instead of getting
you know, we get something, we get a clear signal, and sometimes it just needs to sit quietly long enough to let all the noise and busyness settle a bit so we can just hear God. But he speaks. Will we tune in? Do we earnestly desire to hear his voice? Are we brave enough? Will we take the dare to share it, to speak it out? So then this, moving on to discerning it. So our first thing with this, I think, is trust. We've asked God to speak. So when we hear something, why do we call it the devil? Or what we had for supper last night? We're asking God to speak. Let's start from the basis God speaking. Then we're taking this trusting attitude. But perhaps time is a good thing. We get these thoughts. Do they stay with us, or does it go in one side of our brain and out the other? It's just a fleeting thought. Or does it hang around a bit? If it hangs around a bit, it may well be God that's speaking. Particularly if it's different to what we were thinking about. You know, sometimes you get these thoughts and they come across what we were thinking. You think, where did that come from? That might not be God. Or if it sort of goes out of our mind and disappears, does it come back again? If it comes back to us again, maybe it's God that's speaking. And the real test with all this is, does it line up with Scripture? So we had 14 words here earlier on. Brightness. God's bright. Yeah, that lines up with Scripture. I am the light of the world. We had the plant that needed pruning. And where Reuben's apple, manky apple, needed chopping off to get a fresh start, does that line up with the word? God's always giving fresh starts, and he wants to prune us so we've got greater growth. Bella had this picture from the front of a magazine, David Cameron bowing down to the president of China. No idols. Don't elevate people. In that way, God is God. And then so we could go on with all these ones. So all the words we've got, the pen and the radiation and the milk and the toothpaste that was nearly empty, all the words that came out, yeah, you say, yeah, that lines up with Scripture. Yeah, that takes me back to a verse. That's the test of where things are at. So that helps us to say, is what I've heard of God or not? And we need to do this. It's very easy just to take stuff and say, oh, prophet, God said. Well, let's just weigh in. So a prophetic word's been given, if it's a longish one. Well, so what's of God and what's of the speaker? Yeah, because sometimes I've got a prophetic word. And I can remember clearly sometimes you get the prophetic word thing. I know what God's giving me, but that wasn't very clear. God, I better help you out, otherwise nobody's going to understand this. So I add something in to it, and all I do is add confusion. Because sometimes God speaks a bit cryptically, a bit mysteriously, because then it gets our attention, so we have to think about it. Sometimes if the words are very ordinary, oh yeah, fine. If it's a bit of a puzzle, then we have to think it through, and then we begin to tease out and remember what God wants to say through it. So oftentimes what I try to do, if I give a prophetic word, is sort of just answer, right, what was what God gave me, and what did I add in? Paul said, we all prophesy in part, and we all see in part. Well, don't let's reject it because it's not perfect. Let's be discerning and say, what's of God? And what are we not sure about? Or what did we know was added in? So let's take what's of God and leave the rest on the side of the plate. We don't reject the person, and we don't reject the whole word. We're just discerning about it and say, where do I feel a peace? Where do I feel it lines up with Scripture? Right, I'll take that. The other bit, either I'll just think about it some more, or if I'm clear, I can just leave it there. And go on with what's clear. Does that make sense? Because we're all learning. We're all making progress. And the only way that we really learn is by willing to dare. Mm-hmm. I always think it's unfortunate with like Peter, you know,
we said about John Oliver's book, you know, if you want to walk on water, you've got to get out of the boat. Of course, then Peter gets back up. Peter walks on water and he begins to sink. Yeah, well, how many times have you walked on water then? Yeah, I mean, he, out of the 12, he was the only one that had a go. And he began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. God was there to lift him up, and I think, well, he says, oh, why did you doubt, you silly fellow? Was it, why did you doubt, you silly fellow? I think it was probably a bit more with a bit of a smile, a bit of a laugh. Like, why did you doubt, Pete? You're doing all right, Peter looked down. Yeah, I think there's a sense of humour in this. How would you deal with it? So we're learning, but if we don't take a risk, we're not going to learn anything. Some basic unchanging rules with this aspect of discernment. First of all, the Spirit of God, so the gifts of the Spirit, are always a life-giving source. The Spirit gives life. That's his nature. That's what he wants to do. So Jesus is the life-giver. The Holy Spirit ministers it into us and into the church. The Spirit of God always moves the believer onto maturity. So we, John 14, we could look at, we don't have time, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3, the gifts are given for strengthening, comfort and encouragement. I keep going back to thinking about, used to be edification, exhortation and consolation was in the old versions, which was EEC, European Economic Community. So we tried to avoid that. That's what the gifts of the Spirit are for, to move us on, to encourage, to strengthen, to comfort. The Holy Spirit is always in agreement with the Father and the Son. Within the mystery of the Godhead, there is not disagreement. There's not contradiction. So, what we see of Jesus is what we see of the Father. He who has seen me, Jesus says, has seen the Father. I'm going to give you another counselor, another just like me. So what we see of Jesus is what we'll see of the work of the Spirit, is what we'll see of the heart of Father God. And the Spirit of God always moves in and through Scripture. He doesn't contradict himself. It was the Spirit of God that inspired people to write the Scripture. So that's our test, which we've already mentioned. So that's the ultimate, yeah, that's the starting point of the test. Hold up the plumb line of Scripture. How does what has been shared line up with Scripture? If it says, thus says the Lord, I'm coming back this Christmas, does that line up with Scripture? No, because no one knows the times. Nobody knows when Jesus is returning. So as soon as you hear something like that, you can, you know, just leave it and move on. And Jesus, the Spirit of God always brings Jesus and makes him real. That's the part of the ministry of the Spirit of God, is to make Jesus real to us. So as we shared right in the previous session, these 14 words all gave us some different aspects or reminders of our walk with God, our relationship with God, and so brings into a fresh sense of reality, if you like, for some of the aspects of our faith. So those are just some things we need to keep in mind. But the most important one is, does it line up with Scripture? Which therefore is a good reason to keep reading your Bible. So you've got a ready test tucked away. This has got to be the most overused thing going, isn't it? Aren't you fed up with it? Yeah, let's move on. Okay, so
we need another key, don't we?
And those that haven't, that come to me afterwards, those that weren't here the first thing, and I'll give you the first two keys, which are first zero.
Measure of our faith, get out of the boat, if in doubt, give it out. Third key, discern. Does this line up with what we know of Jesus? Does it line up with Scripture? Does it bring life, encouragement, comfort, strengthening? We just need to weigh it, weigh the word, take what's of God, leave the rest on the side of the plate. Okay, so we need a bit more practice.
We need more practice. First thing, obviously, we were given objects, and I thought it was totally amazing what came out.
Yeah, it was.
Don't you think? I mean, it's not just me, was it? You know, and I think two of them particularly, for me, you know, it's that palpitations that you think, God, he's speaking to me through this particular word. So, you know, that was amazing. So now we're stretching you out further. Sorry, the guys that have just moved into the things. We're stretching you out further. So instead of it just being general for all of us, we're going a bit more specific. So take a label.
Write your name on it.
If you could borrow a pen.
Have you got any more pens?
No, it's fine. But
just put
your name small, you know, legible, but small.
She's out there about names, okay? So hold it. Can you listen? You just put your name on, because I'll give you when you've got a pen in a minute. We'll give you the next bit. But I gave you a story this morning. You know, when I was in that two with this girl I didn't know. Well, I didn't finish the story, so I'll just tell you the other side to keep you. Going and to realise that God gives us very often more than we ever bargained for. Because Emily said to me, oh, she was quick, I'll finish, because I've started, I'll finish. But the girl that was leading the seminar to get a word, so this girl Kate got this word for me, mountains. And then of course Kate looked at me and said, well, Mary, what did you get? Well, I know I've reached out for words before, So my challenge was to reach out for a name that this lady, it might be relevant to this lady in some way. So I reached out for a name, and of course, the name I got was Bertie. And I thought, I can't be doing with Bertie. I can't do this. But, you know, I'm thinking of Jeff in my ear, you know, sort of, if in doubt, give it out. And this was workshop, like we are now. You know, it was good, it was fun. And So I looked at her and I said, well, the only word I've got is Roberti, you know. And she looked at me and she said, ah, oh, Mary, she said, that's the name of my cat. I was reeled over by the word and I thought, now I've got the name of a cat. And so she said, oh yes, it's our family cat and everything like that. And then the lady from the front said, well, she said, whoever you pray for, if you've got a name, get together and pray for that person. So I ended up in this seminar holding Kate Tansy. I've never in my life done anything like that. And so we got to it and she said, oh, thanks very much, and I asked for protection on this cat, you know. And cats aren't my love of my life at all. And so we get it and we finish it. You know, I saw the next day in the bookshop and she came up to me and said, Mary, I just wanted to come to tell you. She said, I was talking to a friend about Bertie. And she said, you know, as I sat there before God, I felt God say to me, you know, Kate, I know you, and I even know the name of your cat. And she said, you know, something went from here to here, and it dropped right down to here. And she said, I feel different, and I feel changed. And I thought, you know, the word of the Lord brings change. And so I just amuse you with that. So your names are now, isn't God amazing? Your name's in the pot. Now we need to put it in the pot.
Put it in the box.
I've got some
risky living.
And if you want pen.
We've got pen.
Thanks, Chris. Keep your pen. Has everybody put one in the pot? Okay. Are you all right? Sorry, have I got everybody in there? Okay, right, people now.
Yeah, so you need to pick a card out. If it's got your name on it, put it back in the box. Now, do you know the name? Do you know the person whose name is on the card you've got?
Yes.
No, who have we got? You're okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's change over some of that. We should change over.
Right, does everybody know the person? If you don't know the person, put your hand up. Right, Nesta, who have you got? Beth. Okay, Beth.
Cameron.
Second one in. Okay, so everybody else knows the name. Okay. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to pray. And I'm sorry for those that weren't in the first session because the others are sort of warmed up. Yeah. And all we want you to do is to reach out to God for something for that person. Might be a scripture, it might be a thought, it might be something as you look round the room, you see something that sort of says, something about that. But we're homing in on that one person. You're homing in on that one person, and we're asking God to give them a word of, what are the things we're looking for, the three things? A word of encouragement. What's the other three? There's three of them. Word of encouragement.
Easy, yeah.
Encouragement, exhortation and consolation. I know those three better. Right, well, it's...
Encouragement, strengthening and comfort.
Our comfort. So those, those are the boundaries that we're putting on them for you. And so let's just pray. We're going to give some time here. There's not going to be no rush. You don't have to panic. We're not the minute like we gave you this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Come and move amongst us, Holy Spirit. You love us. You love us all. And Father, you want to speak to each of us. You know our innermost beings and you know where we're at and you want to speak to us. And I pray, Father, that your body would work here, one another in. One would give a word to another. Father, would you speak as we sit quietly before you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Just sit quietly, and then I'll tell you when to write, or if you get something very quickly, then just write it down on the back of the label. Okay, when you finish, go and give your... Okay, hang on a minute, Jeff's got another slightly different way of doing it.
If you're happy to do this, well, we could just stand up and read what we've got for the person we've got. Because Asher said he got something and he said, I don't quite know how to word this, so he might find it easier just to speak it out. Is that alright? If you have to do that, fine. If you're not, then please say so. So we'll start off with Ash, I think. Do you want to stand up? You on your feet, young man. So who's your word for?
I am Nessa. And God kind of gave me the picture of the ark where the dove came and gave people hope. I just thought that Nessa was like someone who gave hope to people, whether she knew it or not. And she gave hope to everybody and people around her and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Somebody else?
I have that.
Okay.
And the word that keeps saying for is confidence and confidence. And I feel there's two ways that word works for you. Be confident in God, but be confident in what God has planned for you as well. So it's just that kind of confidence, that's the word. And I've put a word on there, Corinthians as well.
Yeah. Yeah, give the cards to people, do. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, go on then. I've got Adam Clifford.
Adam.
And I might be totally wrong, but I got the image that you're the kind of person that gives up a lot of things or gives in to increase other people's happiness. And I got the thought that there might be a choice or a change or a decision and that you should go with the option that makes you happier rather than what may be giving something up to make someone else happier for once. And I also got the colour yellow, that might be totally irrelevant.
Okay.
And Val.
Val.
I just kept getting the word journeying. And then there was sort of twists and turns. But it's smooth because God is with you. And I've got a picture of, like those silver balls. Not a little tiny one, like a big proper one. Silver balls on a path like this. And be encouraged that he will lead you along the right path. You know, there's no scale.
Thank you.
I had one for Beverly, I'll stand up for a minute. Isn't that there? And I looked across at you and I looked at your long hair and God said to me, with the long hair is the glory of a woman. And God wants you to celebrate that He's uniquely created you, a woman of God. And He wants you to celebrate those things that God has given you. Your strength, your emotional understanding, and your compassion for others.
I have Clive, and I don't really know him that well, but I kind of had a couple of things going through my mind. And so one of the things was what you mentioned earlier was faith is for a word spelled R-I-S-K. And so I've written that down and put another few bits about it. And I also had a line from one of the songs that we do, it's His Love Endures Forever. And I just want you to know that He comforts you for any tough times that you might have.
Thank you. I've got one for Carol. I actually saw a picture of you, it made me chuckle. I saw a picture of you on a space hopper. Just bouncing and having fun, and I felt like the Lord was saying that He wants you to give Him, He wants to take away your burdens, He wants you to give them over to Him, and He in return will give you a space hopper. And He wants to fill you with His joy, and I have this scripture, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Very good.
I
don't
know what you're getting for Christmas then.
When I read Grace's name, I thought, you know, because I've had Grace on my heart, you know, and I looked at Grace the other Sunday and I thought, I really want to go and have a chat with Grace. Isn't that weird? How did you get this? I didn't do it, but hey. Grace, and I just believe God wants you to know that you are beautiful, okay? That you are loved and that you are precious in His sight. And take that on board.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I started off and it was just three words going over and over again in my mind, which was, you are awesome. And then it was like that He loves you, and like maybe there's things in the past that maybe wasn't so good, but He doesn't really care, to be honest, because He has a plan for the future.
I had Joanne. I got an image of a clock with three arrows, and the words are "times are changing." I also got, "soon the waters will calm and you will feel a sense of peace and accomplishment," and a very special word, "I am always with you on your journey."
Good. Anyone else like to share something?
Yeah, I've got Mark.
Got you.
I've had a picture, right? Mm-hmm. I've got a picture of a beacon of light. I just drew a picture.
It's a really good picture, actually.
And it's kind of a, I don't know. You should have to look at it. It's like a walkway that comes to an end, and then there's a beacon light out in the viewer. And you keep going. It's like a boardwalk.
Right.
I don't know what it means, but.
Yeah.
I bet you mine, because actually mine's a Cameron, and I tried to draw something as well. I mean, I'm not as good at drawing. And I want you to hear it right, so I better say it right, because as I closed my eyes, I felt straight away like I sort of had this impression picture of a vice or a clamp in a tool, like in a workshop. And I thought, this isn't very encouraging. This doesn't feel like edifying and encouraging all that. But I did actually feel like I saw that God was bringing you into a place, if you like, where He's putting you into bit of a clamp, bit of a fight. But this was like absolutely because he wants to shape you, and because he wants to work on you, and because he wants to do something. And because that felt a little bit painful, it was like, oh, that feels a bit like a painful thing. The overriding word I had with it was joy. So this is absolutely a joyful experience, not a painful or difficult one. This is God working on me. And so he's kind of working with me, holding me in a place so that he can shape me, do stuff for me, because he has for you a great purpose. That's what I felt. Mm. Okay? I'll give you a picture.
Okay. Very good. Where are we going to now? Who's
Ruben.
Oh, did you? Oh, you don't do well.
Yeah, not so well. And I had just the thing of remembering that you're not alone. And so, like, God, as I said earlier, your identity knows you, and God's, like, with you the whole time. So, like, whenever you feel like you're alone, when there's, like, no one there, remember, like, God's with you and he loves you.
Excellent. Jack, do you got something?
Yeah, I had Amber, and mine's more like an encouragement one. So I just thought, you are a woman of God, and with you he is well pleased. This is, and I thought, like, you know, teachers give kids stickers, like a well done sticker, or a keep up the good work sticker. It's all like he's trying to give you this, but is it? I'm giving you this, and now I want you to know that the things you're doing are right. And I know you say some stuff in front of at worship. It's like, yeah, that's really, really cool. And I love hearing when you say things in front of worship. I think God just speaks to you more than that. There's more stuff you should say, and all of it needs to come out, and everyone needs to hear it. Don't ever doubt that it's not from God, because he wants to be free.
Excellent.
I had the faith over it, and all through while I was sitting there listening to God, I couldn't get a song out of my head. It's not the kind of one I normally listen to or anything like that. It was a Bob Marley song. Iron Lion Zion. And so I thought, well, I'll sit and listen, and it was something that had a kind of realisation. Obviously, iron symbolises strength. It was the lion that struck me, and it was the idea of the big bold lion being the head of his pride, you know. I'm just thinking of you, the head of your family, like a lion being the head of its family. And then obviously Zion being God's kingdom, so just, I suppose, leading your family towards God's kingdom of strength.
You got anything in there?
I have Ash.
Asher, okay.
And I'm not that good at things like this, but one word I got was thing, because while you were talking, I looked at that clock and I kept looking at the clock. And I asked Jo, do you notice anything about that clock? But she said there's nothing, not really. And actually, it's got a little circle on the inside of the system as well.
Yeah.
And the hand's not moving. And it sort of told me that God does that sometimes. And like, you don't look at that clock and think, oh, that has a circle under it. And I sort of feel like for Ash, God may tell you things, like he may sort of say things to you, but you don't really like see them because the act's unseen. And I didn't really know the scripture, so I thought, what does that mean? And I also feel like Mark 12, verse 24 also comes into it, because it says, are you not in error because you do not know the scripture? And I feel like even though you may not know what God's trying to tell you, or you may not know what it relates to, he will tell you whether it's right in your heart, and you just sort of have to trust him and believe that what he's saying to you is what he means.
Mm-hmm. Well. Zach, did you get anything? Okay, I was no pressure. If you didn't get, we just need to be straight, so that's great.
I just noticed Jack's name. I didn't
because I noticed it there and I wasn't sure whether they were written something, so I asked God for a word for you, Jack, and I just felt God said that you were like a young horse, and what he wanted is that there's strength, there's potential strength there in you, and God wanted to say to you that he has a future where he wants you to gallop for him. He wants you to go fast, he wants you to gallop for him. But that's not necessarily right now, because right now he's wanting to strengthen you, strengthen those muscles, because I guess if you gallop too soon, when those muscles are not properly strong, then you can get injured. And I thought he wanted to encourage you to eat the right things, and that's both literally a food, but spiritually, eat those right things, study God's word, develop prayer, learn to discern the spirit, let yourself be trained, but don't try to gallop before those muscles are strong enough. But that's up ahead for you, because he's created you, he's perfectly formed you, so that those legs will be able to gallop in proper formation. Because galloping is a very strange thing to look at. When you look close up at where the legs go, when a horse is galloping, it's quite a miracle how those legs function. And so God has got that up ahead for you, but allow yourself to be trained. Ready for that
time.
Mm. Good.
Anybody else?
Yes, anybody else not shared anything, would like to share something?
I've got Josh.
Oh, okay.
I've not really done this before, but I just kept seeing a picture of a pen and just I just got the words, just don't forget to keep writing, and things won't always be confusing, and you'll find out soon enough where your path will lead to. I don't really know you that well, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
Did everybody not get a word? Because of the... Are you finished? Did you have a word for that? Okay, we'll have a little thing for that one.
Did you have one, yes?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, for Mark. He drew the beacon.
Yes, the bell's gone.
But really, it would be good. It's just for a few minutes. I mean, this would be can be a bit chaotic, I suppose. But if you, in fact, I don't know how it's going to work. Just to spend 2 minutes just praying for that person, and I mean, we can't really put hands on it because you want to be moving and want to be going, and it'll be chaotic. So maybe we just stand together and just put our hands in the air towards each other, and you know, something that you have prayed for that person, something you have said to that person. Then just pray for them, and if after over the dinner you wanted to say more, then just get hold of them and pray over them more. So just all together, come on, Father.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for holding the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, bless these people.
Bless them.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for speaking. Thank you for shedding love abroad in so many different ways. Father, we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Father, we do thank you for this morning. We thank you for the way that you, our loving Heavenly Father, wants to speak to us. Father, words that we can get hold of, we can learn from, and Father, we can pray into being. Father, I just want to thank you. Father, would you keep watering the words that you have put and spoken out, and water them, Holy Spirit, that we get more clarity
as the day goes on, more clarity as this weekend goes on, that we can go from this place saying, my Father in heaven has spoken to me. And if there's stuff that you don't understand, then talk to somebody about it. And also, if there's stuff that you think, well, I don't understand it, well, put it on the side of the plate, as Jeff said, and let's get hold of the thing that you feel God is speaking to you about, and run with it, and make that it may make a difference to you. One word from God makes all the difference to our lives, for us to keep us going. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.